And Smokey Joe Page once again proved his pitching prowess as a reliever. One run, two hits for the Dodgers, no Yankee errors, and three men left on. And there was one of the most dramatic situations we've had in the World Series so far, with the Dodgers having a golden opportunity to forge way ahead, but stopped cold in that inning by Joe Page. And so at the end of four innings of play, it's 1-1. Quick, good-looking, comfortable. Men, that's the kind of shaves you get every time with Gillette Blue Blades. These blades, 5 for a quarter, are so sharp and so perfectly finished, they just glide through wiry whiskers. Every stroke is a caress. Yes, and you enjoy tops and convenience when you buy Gillette Blue Blades in the handy Gillette dispenser. It comes in both 10 and 20 blade sizes for the price of the blades alone. Your four inning totals: the visiting Yankees, one run, two hits, no errors, three left on. The Dodgers, one run, two hits, no errors, and three left on. And so the tempo of the series has begun to pick up considerably from the standpoint of thrills. And as we move now to the top half of the fifth inning of a 1-1 ball game, up is Jerry Coleman, right-hand hitter. Ralph Branco, the right-hander, throws. Coleman takes a strike right in there. Overhand fastball between the belt and the knees. Coleman looked at a third call strike in the third inning. Of course, we had thrills of another kind in the first two games. Thrilling pitching, thrilling defensive play. Branca's pitch to Coleman, swung on and missed, strike two, and Branca overpowered Coleman with a fastball just around the shoulders. Ralph has his jaw set. He's a game competitor. Two-strike count on Jerry Coleman. Score tied 1-1, fifth inning. And now Branca's ready. And his pitch, curve, is swung on, hit up into the air into center field. Snyder out there under it and makes the catch. Coleman skies out to Snyder in center. And with one down, up comes Joe Page. Page, a left-hand hitter. Outfield about straight away. Branca's pitch is right over for a call strike. You know, chances are in a regular season game, Casey Stengel might not have lifted Byrne in a spot like that, because so many times Byrne has loaded them up and pitched himself out of those jams. The one-strike delivery in there for call strike two. But in a World Series, with time so short, managers refuse to take too many chances, especially when they have well-loaded bullpens. Now the two-strike pitch to Joe Page is swung on and missed, strike three. As Ralph Branca chalks up his fifth strikeout. Now we go to the top of the Yankee order and pick up Phil Rizzuto, who grounded to third and sent a fly ball into right center in the third inning. That drove in the Yankees' run when previously Mapes had walked, gone to third on Byrne's single, and that set it up for Phil to score the run. The pitch is swung on and fouled off in behind the plate. A one-strike count. Phil went for a low outside pitch, trying to hit it to right field. So far in this series, there have been a total of 33 strikeouts. Red was busy figuring up the total over there. Branca delivers to Phil high. Ball one, 1-1. Conceivably, this might go down in World Series history as the strikeout series. But we'll wait until that happens. See how far the series goes and all. One ball, one strike. Here's your pitch. Swung on by Phil and fouled off to the right of the plate. And as we followed the flight of the ball, our eye caught Carl Hubbell and Mel Ott, who are here. A couple of fair ball players in their day, Red. A 1 and 2 the count on the scooter. They're a couple of the greatest the Giants ever had. Ralph Branca's pitch. Curve is outside. Ball 2, 2-2. The commissioner waves to us, Mrs. Chandler. And seated with the commissioner today is Mr. Joe Spang, Jr., president of the Gillette Safety Razor Company. Here's your pitch to Phil. Curveball high. Ball 3. Man, that was over, but just a little high. So it's a full count on the scooter. 3-2. Branca goes to the rosin bag. Now he comes back upon the rubber. Toes it. Looks in and gets the sign from Campanella. Into the windup. Round comes the right arm. The payoff pitch is swung on. A ground ball hit right to Reese. He scoops it up. Flips on over to Hodges in time, and the inning is over. No runs. No hits. No errors. Nobody left on. And the score at the end of 4 1/2 innings of play. 1-1. And now it's with a great deal of pleasure that I switch this Gillette microphone over to a fella who not only has a good clean shave, but a fella with whom I always feel privileged to work with. He's been broadcasting World Series games since back in 1935. One of the outstanding baseball broadcasting authorities. And a nationally famous sports broadcaster in all fields, the old redhead, Red Barber.
Thanks very much, Mel. Good afternoon again, everybody. Joe Page, who not only won some games for the Yankees this past summer, but according to Casey Stengel and pitching coach Jim Turner, saved 25 more, is ready to pitch to Campanella. Does a curve in there for a call strike. He's a big, strapping, 6-foot left-hander and throws that ball hard. He has a strong arm. He has the temperament to relieve. His whole disposition is to come in and choke off a ball club. And he's been tremendous at it. Pitches, has a let-up curve over for a called second strike. Outfield round toward left on Campanella. Raw hitting eighth in the Brooklyn batting order. First up, last to the fifth. She's a 1-1 tie. And another one of these tough grinding ones. Pitch, fast curve low, 1-2. Page, if you haven't seen him pitch, Raz up on his toes and gives you a big forward kick. And in addition, he's got a very loose set of hips, the way he gives you a lot of motion out there. And back of that motion is the idea that there's a strong guy who's going to turn loose that rock. And the hitters, they just don't exactly take a toe hold. The rough customer. Delivers 1-2. There's a foul back. Count standing as it was. 1-1 tie. Campanella, then Branca, followed by the top of the order, Reese, who hit Brooklyn's home run in the fourth inning, as Mel told you, way up in left center field. Page kicks, throws, Campanella fouls it off, still 1-2. Page has control. Jim Turner was telling us that he's about the best he's ever seen at tuning up in a bullpen. He knows just how much to get ready. In other words, says Turner, he doesn't leave a pitch in the bullpen, meaning he doesn't do too much work. And that is quite a trick for a relief man. Page relieved 60 times this summer. Throw, curveball high outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Page wears number 11. Now turns his back on the plate. Stands on the back of the mound. With the bases loaded, one out. He came on in the fourth inning and silenced it just like that. 1-2 hitters. Foul ball. Nice catch by Henrik. And the ground ball by Snyder. Curveball hits slowly down to the right side. Second baseman Coleman over. Up for the ball. Throws to first, and that's off Campanella. He's thrown out by 4 or 5 steps. 4-3 if you're scoring. Second to first. One up, one gone. Last to the fifth inning. And here's pitcher Branca coming out of the Brooklyn bench, making his way up to the plate. Right-hand batter, wearing number 13. After yesterday's game, manager Schotten said that his starting pitcher today would be either Branca or Barney. He'd get Barney down in the bullpen, and he started with Branca. ask him in the Brooklyn clubhouse a couple of hours before the ball game today why Franca. Let's see, here's the first pitch to Ralph. High inside, ball one. He said simply that Branca has been starting the last 3 weeks in turn, has been working regularly, and Barney has not made a start since the Dodgers were last at Chicago. They were at Chicago, St. Louis, then back at Brooklyn, Boston, Philadelphia. 1-0 pitch in there, fastball for a call strike. Branca is not one of the best hitting pitchers in the trade. He struck out, if you recall, in the third inning. That field is not deep and is swung in toward right. Brass swings, misses. Page just fired that ball down in there. 1-2. Ball game tied, 1-1. Jake Fittler coaching at first. Hollis something up to the plate. Milton Stark coaching at third. Page pumping. Now kicks, throws. There's a foul on top of the first base stands, out of play, 1-2. Page balances the ball down his glove, blows in his hand a couple of times. Big left-hander delivers. Curve low inside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. He took something off that ball, trying to make Branca chase it. Of course, I imagine that Branca's big idea up at the plate is to try and make Page pitch as much as possible. Two and two. Relief throws. Fastball outside. Ball three. Two balls, two strikes. A man gone, nobody on. Last of the fifth. He's another spine tingler. All tied, 1-1. So far in the series, these two teams are either exactly tied or just a one-run differential. Boy, that's cutting it awfully close. Couldn't be any closer. Page delivers, 3-2. Call strike three. Fastball, he poured through there, and Ralph took it right off the hands. So this is the first strikeout for Page. Now Reese gets a big hand as he walks up to the plate. The Yankees had 1-0. He caught hold of one of Tommy Burns' pitches and drilled it. 351 feet. That's where it's marked. That's where the ball went in the lower left center field stands. Reese, right-hand hitter. Left-hander Page pitches. Fastball in too close to the hands. Ball one. That field swung around toward left for two reasons. One, Reese pulls in that vicinity. And three, the wind is blowing that way. Fastball over. It was just above the knees on the inside. One ball, one strike. Two gone. Page deals. Reese hits curveball foul. 1-2. Ball bouncing over to the Yankee bench, and Coach Frankie Crosetti darts out, takes the ball on the bounce, throws it over to the umpire's ball boy. 1-2. Cachabella down on his haunches to give the sign. The hustling young umpire, Art Passarella of the American League staff, crouches down. Taking his stance directly behind the receiver. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Page took a little off that one. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Things quiet for the moment. Page moves off the rubber. Checks his foothold down halfway in the front of the mound. Pitches. A curve that Reese just to check his swing on in time. Bella turns around and claims that Pee-wee swung. Pee-wee turned around and claimed he didn't swing. And Pastorella said, he didn't swing for me. Now Casey Stengel jumps to the front of the Yankee bench. He doesn't get out of it. But there he stands, a figure of silent protest. Boy, the stage lost a tremendous thespian when it lost Stengel the baseball. He has a very mobile face. So there's that half swing. Boy, an umpire knows that he just took this hit wrong anytime he has to compete with that one. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, a ground ball right back to the mound. Page picks it up, throws over to first, and Reese is retired very easily. So, nothing across against Joe Page in the last of the fifth. He's come on to face five men, and he's gotten them all, and has not had a ball hard hit. So, at the end of five innings, we'll check our totals. One run, two hits, no errors, identical totals. And so, the big crowd looking on. All of the great people in baseball are here. If Mel and I started telling you who we see, well, we just wouldn't have any time for the play-by-play. They're all here. All that you can think. Now for the ball club going on the attack in the sixth inning for the Yankees, Henrik, Berra, and DiMaggio. That's how they'll hit for the Brooklyn Club of Field. Franca on the mound, Campanella back of the plate. Hodges at first, Robinson at second, Reese at short. Eddie Mixis at third base today. In left field, Luomo, center field, Duke Snider, and the right fielder is Carl Farrello. The umpires, Art Passarella back of the plate, Jordan at first, Hubbard at second, Reardon at third, Barr in the left field corner, and Hurley in the right field corner. The National League umpires represent 58 years of Major League experience and 13 World Series. The American League umpires represent 26 years of Major League experience and 7 World Series. Tommy Henrik, first up in the sixth. Swings and misses at a fastball that Branca threw right down in there. Nothing in one. All tied, one and one. Henrik grounded out to first baseman Hodges in the first inning and walked in the third. Wind continues blowing from right field to left, from first base to third. There's a fastball low inside. It gets away from Campanella and goes on back to the stands. Nothing more than ball one. New agate put in play. Frankie Crosetti coaching at third, Bill Dickey coaching at first. Henrik chokes that bat about an inch, leans in, left-hand hitter, takes an outside curve that just misses, and it is 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Tom, of course, is being played to hit into right field. Branca lets out his breath, now starts pumping, delivers 2-1, over for a call, second strike on the outside. That seemed to be the change off the fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Henrik, a slightly open stance. Chokes it back just a shade more right now. 2-2 pitch. Curve swung on, hit out into short right field. Ferrello coming in. He's under it. Right fielder takes it. And one man is disposed of. Beginning matters in the sixth inning. 1-1 tie. And Yogi Berra, who is 0-2, struck out in the first inning. Popped up to second baseman Robinson in the third. He's got a little bandaging around his wrist and around the base of the thumb on his left hand. That's the thumb that he broke, if you recall, in August. Still sore and painful. I feel toward right. Branca's throw, the curveball in there, ball strike. Nothing in one. One out, nobody on. The pitching continues to dominate. Big right-hander's throw. Lala ball swung on, hit sharply to first on one bounce. Hodges up, runs over to the bag, and makes the put out unassisted. Berra and I'm getting much more than halfway down the line. So two men are gone, and Big DiMaggio stepping in. Even though he struck out twice, you can feel that the sentiment of the fans is all for this great player. Outfield swings around toward left and is back at a most respectful distance. Infield is deep. Reese at short is overshifted very much toward third. Mixis is deep at third. But then the Branca pitches. Curveball in for a call strike. DiMaggio struck out in the second and struck out in the fourth, both times swinging. 1-1 ball game. Two gone. The pitch, fastball swung on. It's a high pop fly. The first baseman hides it, getting under in foul ground. And now it's in fair ground, and he makes the catch. The wind blew the ball back into fair ground, but the first baseman had it, so there's nothing across for the Yankees in the top of the sixth inning. The score, New York 1, Brooklyn 1. Coming out to Ebbets Field this morning, Bob Chipman, pitcher for the Chicago Cubs, told me the Gillette Super Speed Razor is the finest shaving instrument that he's ever used. So, Bob, how about giving the fans the lowdown, will you?
It's always a pleasure to put your friends next to a good thing, and Gillette Super Speed Razor is all of that, believe me.
Convenient, Bob?
Yes, blade changing is a cinch, and cleaning is, too. More important, you get the slickest shaves in the world.
Men, the new Gillette Super Speed Razor is the greatest shaving bargain ever offered. You get this fine, precision-made Gillette one-piece razor and a 10-blade Gillette dispenser in a modern styrene travel case, a big $1.75 value, for only a dollar. Ask for the new Gillette Super Speed Razor set at any convenient store. Well, this World Series is getting to be the sort of one that you can't so much as bat your eyelids for fear something might happen. And I imagine you millions of folks listening in, as over 700 radio stations carry this Gillette World Series broadcast to all four corners of the earth. I imagine that it's hard for you to run off any place and miss a batter. Never has there been a series with such tightness of pitching as the series opened up. That is, tightness on both sides. Now we've got Eddie Mixes, first up, last of the sixth inning. Left-hander Joe Page delivers, fastball low inside, ball one. The regular third baseman in the bulk of the season for Brooklyn was Billy Cox, who sprained his ankle in a morning game Labor Day and has not played since. And since that time, Mixes, a right-hand hitter, has alternated with Jorgensen, left-hand hitter, at third. Fastball inside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Jorgensen played the first two games, if you recall, started them at the stadium. And Mixes is starting this one. The pitching for the Yankees today has been from the southpaw side. First, Tommy Burry, now Joe Page. A 2-0 pitch, over for a strike. That's always the big one. Because you not only have to get it over, but you've got to get something on it. Two balls, one strike. This is Page's ball game, of course, to win or lose. He works. Fastball swung on, a high pop fly into right center field. Mapes is under it. Not a too tough chance for the right fielder. And he's got it. And there again, you could trace the force of the wind. Mapes must have drifted under that ball five more steps toward center field as the wind made the ball dance. So I'll put out for the right fielder. One up, one away. Last of the sixth inning. 1-1 tie. And Carl Farrello, who is 1-for-2, singled off Byrne in the fourth inning after flying out to center field in the first. Now, Pure on toward left. Crowd watching tensely as this grim struggle continues. Left-hander, Page pitches a curve outside. The right-hand hitter, Carl Farrello. 1-0. Yankees afield. Page relieving. Came on in the fourth inning with the bases loaded and one out and stopped the Dodgers right in their tracks. Kept the ball game then as it was and as it is now. 1-1. Barra catching his second game. Silvera caught yesterday back at the plate. Henrik at first base, the second Jerry Coleman at shortstop Rizzuto, and today at third, it is Bobby Brown for the Yankees. The 1-0 pitch to Farrello, swung on, bounced straight to second baseman Coleman, who's up with it on a big bounce, throws over to first base, and that's all for Farrello, who's retired before he's more than halfway down the line. So two are gone. Page has allowed no man to reach base safely. And Jackie Robinson, who is 0-for-1, popped to second base in the second inning, walked against Byrne in the fourth, now steps in. Robinson, who yesterday doubled and was scored a single by Hodges for the only run in that game. Yankee outfield, Gene Whitling, is in left. DiMaggio remains in center, and the right fielder is Cliff Mapes. Two gone. Remington leans in. He's deep back from the plate. Let up ball is high outside. Ball one. Ball game an hour and a half old. The skies remain threatening and dark, but so far we have not had so much as a wisp of rain. The weatherman said that it would be ominous, overcast, cloudy, but that it would not rain. Also, he predicted that the weather would be clearing for tomorrow. Let's hope so. Throw high outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. All eyes focused right now at the heart of the diamond, left-hander Page. The batter, right-hand hitter Robinson. The pitch, low inside for ball three. That was a fastball. I think Page expected Robinson to be swinging on that because he was trying to pitch him in close to the hand, which is the way that a lot of left-handed pitchers have been pitching Robinson for a couple of years. 3-0. Joe said, like a new baseball, so played on by Pastorella. Accommodates him. Page taking his time, getting ready. 1-1 ball game. Nobody on, two out. 3-0 pitch is ball four, and without throwing Robinson a strike, he walks him. But this is the second time the Jack has walked. First walk given up by Page. And this is the first man of eight to face Page to get on against him. And Gil Hodges, who fouled out to catch a barrel in the second inning and drew a base on balls off Byrne. He was the last man that Byrne pitched to in the fourth. Hodges, who's 0-1, steps in. Drove in the run yesterday, actually, you speak of runs so far in this series as the run of the first game and the run of the second game. Well, each ball club has a run today. Robinson off first. Hodges swings a high fly ball straight out to DiMaggio in center. Joe's waiting for it. He makes the catch. You didn't think he'd do otherwise, did you? So, we have no runs, no hits, one man left in the sixth inning. Now let's check our six inning totals. Still one run, two hits and no errors as identical totals. Now, before we move into the seventh inning, and as the Yankee fans here at Brooklyn begin standing for a stretch, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Hear the World Series exclusively on WOR 710. See the World Series on WOR TV, Channel 9, WOR and WOR FM, New York.
Speaking a moment ago about the fine job that Joe Page has done, it sets your mind to thinking of great relief pitchers. Page's predecessor as a great relief man, Johnny Murphy, is sitting over there alongside the Yankee dugout. And then you think of other relief pitchers, Hugh Casey, who is with the Yankees now but did his greatest relief work with Brooklyn. And then you go back to Fred Marbury, who was a great right-handed relief pitcher. And, of course, everybody was extremely sorry that he had lost an arm in an automobile accident down in Mexia, Texas. And, of course, everybody's pulling for him to soon be out of the hospital. And if he's listening, we hope it's good listening. Now we have Bobby Brown, first up in the seventh inning. Good left-hand batter. Chokes that bat a couple of inches. Swings and hits a hot one on one bounce to second baseman Robinson. The throw it over to first, and that's all for Brown. So one up, one pitch, and one away as this tough ball game gets tougher. All tied at 1-1. The last base hit for the Yankees was a double by Gene Woodling off the lower part of the right field scoreboard. That field toward right. Big Branca throws. Fastball on the outside. No balls, one strike. Nothing in one. The last man to get on against Branca was this self-same Woodling, who's up here now. But one away, nobody on the seventh. 1-1 ball game. Everything tied, including 1-1 for games. There's a curve low inside. Ball one. Frankie Crosetti, with that high, piping voice which can easily be heard, is busily hauling encouragement from his coaching post at third up to Woodling, who's in the crouch, feet close together, left-hand hitter. Swings, fouls it off. One ball, two strikes. Woodling had a chance with Cleveland some years ago and then was up in the National League with Pittsburgh and didn't hit. Went out to the Pacific Coast League, changed his stance. Lefty O'Doul helped him a lot. And he led the Coast League last year. And he's been a very helpful fellow to have around the Yankee ball club this year. One and two pitches, swung on. There's a high fly ball into straightaway center. Snyder backs up one, two steps, waits for the ball, and makes the catch in center field. Phil Branker has now retired the batting order, the last nine. Fifth Mapes, who bounced out in the fourth inning. But more important, Mapes, who walked in the third, and that was the first walk drawn by a Yankee so far in the series, and that was turned into a New York run. Mapes, a left-hand hitter. Mapes walked, opened up the third inning, and with one out, went around to third base as pitcher Byrne delivered a hit-and-run single. Mapes swings, foul ball, back out of play. And as Mel pointed out to you in the third, that was a very vital point, that base hit by Tommy Byrne. And not only that, but Mapes had gotten a tremendous jump on Branca. He was really off. He just went into third base standing up. Throw, curveball low inside, one ball, one strike. One and one. Everybody is very serious visaged in this ball game. Nobody grinning. One and one pitch, swung on, tipped. And it is strike two. One ball, two strikes. Two out. The consistency of the way the pressure has carried through all these games. Unbelievably identical. One and two the count. Throw. Fastball just missing inside. Oh, that's close. So close, in fact, that plate umpire Passarella just held his thumb and his right index finger just to show that that ball just did miss. Missed off the inside. Right-hand pitcher, left-hand hitter. Mapes fairly well back from the plate, swinging from the end. Outfield toward right. 2-2 pitch. Swung on a high fly ball into center field. Snyder comes in, now goes back. He's under it. Center fielder under it. He's got it. It was hit high and far. Had the wind been the reverse of what it is today, that might have been all the way. So, with a roar, the Brooklyn denizens now come to their feet as they move into the last of the seventh inning, and the score stands New York 1 and Brooklyn 1. Bobby Chipman of the Chicago Cubs said a mouthful when he told you that the new Gillette Super Speed Razor tops them all for shaving ease and convenience. Fans, this razor changes blades instantly, glides through whiskers as gently as a breeze, and rinses clean in a jiffy. Twist, it opens. Zip, it's loaded. Twist again, and you're ready for the best-looking, most refreshing shaves ever. There's nothing to take apart or put together. Nothing to jam or clog. Nothing to waste your time or try your patience. So take it from me, it's a beauty and a bargain. You get it, plus a Gillette dispenser holding 10 factory-sharp Gillette blue blades in a serviceable styrene travel case, a big $1.75 value for a dollar. Ask for the new Gillette Super Speed Razor set at any store and see what real shaving comfort and convenience are like. Now the last half of the seventh inning. Roy Olmo, Duke Snyder, Roy Campanella, any one of the three on safely, then pitcher Branca will hit. A one-and-one dogfall. Joe Page, who is the key man now for the Yankees as this game comes down with grim tenacity with so few runs in it. Page standing on the mound. Barra subbing down to give the sign. Olmo, who stands deep back in the box. Right-hand hitter, an over-the-shoulder stance. Bounced out third to first against Byrne in the second inning, and against Page was the biggest out of the ball game in the fourth. Swings, and there's a high, high foul ball that Cachabella is under. Getting under, and makes the catch no more than 15 feet behind home plate. So one up and one away as Page continues moving through the Brooklyn batters as a Gillette Blue Blade mows through your whiskers. Now we've got Duke Snyder, who's 0 for 2. Left-hand hitter. Throw, swung on, a high foul ball on top of the third base stands, out of play and out of the park. The ball's one strike. With the wind blowing out toward left field as strongly as it is, that's the way it has blown all afternoon. And with Page probably pitching outside consistently to Snyder, the outfield is back into left, especially DiMaggio. Duke swings and pulls the ball wide of first base. Henrik up with it, runs over to the bag and makes the put out but two steps. So the play handled by Tommy Henrik unassistedly, and two men are gone, last of the seventh. Roy Campanella, 0 for 2, stepping in. The Brooklyn Road Secretary, Harold Powell, has just brought us the attendance figures with the money figures with it. 32,788 paid, which means $164,016. That is Roy Campanella. Swings, hits a high fly ball deep in the left center field. There's a left fielder whittling under the ball, close to the wall, and makes the catch 350 feet away, and the wall is 351. So, nothing across in the last of the seventh. Two runs in quarter. Only four runs so far in the three games. The first two, 1-0. First one by the Yankees, the second one by the Dodgers. And now each team has a run as we move into the eighth inning of this third game, with games tied at 1-1. In the eighth inning for the Yankees, it's second baseman Coleman, who is batting eighth. First up, followed by Joe Page. You know he'll hit for himself. And then by the top of the order, Rizzuto. When the Dodgers come in for the last of the eighth, it will be pitcher Branca leading off, then the top of the order, Reese and Mixes. And Ralph is just getting out to the mound right now. There's Campanella coming up to the plate. And let's open up that other microphone for Mel Allen and get his observations. Mel, did you ever think you'd see such pitching, especially in the clutch when it meant so much?
Never did. As a matter of fact, in the press room before the ball game got underway, I was talking to Dan Daniel, who erudite sports reporter for the World Telegram, been following baseball for longer maybe than Red and I's ages together. He said he didn't know what in the world all of a sudden happened. He said, they're blossomed forth here. The Mathewsons, the McGinnities, and the greats all over again. He said something that no one ever expected. And that's just the way it's been. And looks that as if that's the way it's going to still be, Red.
Well, that's the way it is right now. All tied 1-1 as we move into the eighth inning. And here is the right-hand hitting second baseman of New York, Jerry Coleman, first up. Branca's fastball is over, but too high. Ball one. Also, the weather conditions have befriended all pitches. Weather conditions, as well as the fact that the batter's screen was taken down in center field at the stadium for the first 2 days. Throw, curveball over. It has been dark this afternoon, and of course that sets up a pitcher's fastball. The darker it gets, the more of a disadvantage the hitters are. And then at the stadium for the first 2 days, the hitters were having to look against that white baseball, against all the white shirts in the center field bleacher section. Batting screen was down. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, short curveball. However, make no mistake about it, the pitching staffs that had come through such a Kilkenny struggle to win pennants were braced. We're all set. One ball, two strikes. Coleman choking well up on that bat. Oh, about 3-4 inches. Fastball, low inside, just under the hands. 2-2. Branca and Page, even when they give the hitter a ball, are close to the plate. Coleman, with his feet pretty well back from the plate, leans in, especially from the waist. Outfield, step toward left, pitch, fastball right over, call strike three. And Coleman was just immobilized.
There it was. He just couldn't move. You could just see him straining to try and break loose, and he couldn't.
That's six strikeouts for Branca. By the way, Branca's concerned in all the strikeouts of the game. He's the only Dodger to be struck out. He's been struck out twice. He struck out six himself. And pitcher Page stepping in. He's been up once this afternoon and struck out. He's at bat in the fifth inning. Left-hand batter. Outfield toward right. Branca throws. Fastball in under the hands. Ball one. One away. Top of the eighth inning. All tied 1-1. Campanella's throw back to Branca. Got loose in the pitcher. Reese retrieves the ball at short. Page, who came in out of that bullpen to New York just 60 times this past summer. Throw, swung on, foul back. The Yankees figure that Page and his performance on Saturday, as he came on, if you'll recall, and pitched six and a third innings, held the Red Sox to no runs and one scratch hit. The fact that he was able to finish set up everything for New York. In other words, he pitched them to the win. 1-1 delivery, curve swung on, hit back to the middle. Reese going over, up, juggles the ball, recovers, throws over to first, in time for the out. And Page is out on a bang-banger at first base. Reese had the ball bounce up and hit him in the chest. He recovered, threw over to first to Hodges, and Hodges, like a ballet dancer, made that split as he moved his whole body out in to greet the ball. And Page is out. Boy, he was straining, hustling down that line.